Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're here to glorify the name of Jesus. We're here to exalt his holy name. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. There's no other name under heaven which man might be saved except the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. Hallelujah. There's power in that name. There's healing in that name. Restoration is in that name, and new opportunities is through that name. Jesus said, I came that you might have life.
Yes.
Zoe. Full.
Abundant. Overflow.
Joyful. Overflow. Fulfilling life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you or whoever, but before I met Jesus, I didn't have that fulfillment.
Didn't have it.
But since I met him, Pastor, 20 years ago plus, I thank God. Life is not perfect.
Yeah.
But I know, hallelujah, what he meant when he said abundant life.
Abundant life.
Abundant life. To God be the glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And that's leading us to what we're going to read tonight, coming from Luke chapter number 10. I said there's power in that name. And Luke chapter number 10, we're going to see that power, amen, executed in his disciples. And we have that same power with and in us on today. But Luke chapter number 10, and we're going to pray. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 1. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 1. I got to back up to chapter number 9, the last verse, number 62. Luke chapter number 9, the last verse, 62 says, and Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Chapter 10, verse number 1 says, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray you, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. I'm sending you forth as lambs among wolves. Verse 17, as they obeyed him and went out, verse 17 says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in his spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babies. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man nor the Son except the Father, and the Father the Son. And he turned him and to his disciples when they were in private, and he said, blessed are your eyes, would see the things that they see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen, and to hear the things which you hear and they have not heard. So many of us sometimes go to God and we want God to bless us. And Jesus said, blessed are your eyes because they see what God has ordained them to see. Blessed are your ears because they hear what God has ordained them to hear. He said, many kings and many prophets and many people desire to spiritually see and hear what you have been privileged, glory be to God, to see and hear. So, Pastor, we're already blessed.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Everything else is icing on the cake.
Yes, yes.
And that's why he said to them as they came back, and they said, even the devils are subject to us in your name.
My God.
Even the devils and the demons came out at the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And he said, don't rejoice. Don't rejoice because demons and devils obey you through my name.
Yes.
But there's a greater rejoicing that your name is written in heaven. People of God, we got to pray for this power to remain in our lives.
My God.
He says in Luke chapter number 9 and Luke chapter number 10, behold, I give you power to heal the sick,
yes,
to preach to the poor,
yes,
and to lay hands and to do supernatural sign wonders and miracles. I have given you power over all the power of the enemy.
Yes.
And sometimes we need to pray. And that's why we're going to pray tonight. We need to pray to come into agreement what Jesus has already said and has already done.
Mm.
I told our church on Sunday, faith is and faith is not. What faith is when we agree with what God has already done. Healing has already been made available to you and I.
Yes.
Deliverance have already been made available,
yes,
to you and I.
Amen.
Prosperity has already been made available to us. When we come into agreement, glory be to God,
mm-hmm,
with the word of God, supernatural things begin to happen to our lives.
My God.
Faith is not trying to get God to do something that he's already done. Oh, my God. And this is when we pray, it humbles us. And it says, God, give us a greater faith. Give us a greater understanding. Give us a greater ability to believe in the supernatural and invisible things that we cannot detect with our five senses. And it said, they came back rejoicing because they simply obeyed Jesus and just went out.
Went out. Yeah.
They didn't know the results. They didn't know what was about to happen. And Pastor, this is what God is saying to us tonight. And he's been dealing with me on this. He dealt with me on this today. He said, sometimes you think too much.
Mm.
I don't know who that's for. Maybe it's somebody on the line like me.
Mm.
Because I'm analytical. I like to process things. I like to look at things from different angles and just assess things. And God says, sometimes that's not walking by faith. So we pray, and we pray to come in alignment with the things of God. It says, any man is not fit for the kingdom of God if they put their hand to the plow and look back. Jesus was simply saying, when we go back to what we formerly knew, when we go back to our former way of thinking and living, we can't do kingdom work. We need a kingdom mindset.
Yes, yes.
So when we keep our hands on a plow in spite of the warfare, God is with us.
Yes.
And finally, we got to pray for healing. There's just too many pastors sick. There's too many the devil is trying to afflict with sickness, disease, and infirmity. And we got to pray and bind that spirit up tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Even years ago, as your disciples saw that you commissioned them and you commanded them to go and heal the sick, you have already, in the name of Jesus, said signs, wonders, and miracles will follow us who believe you. So help us, Lord, to lay hands on the sick and let them recover. Help us to cast out evil spirits.
Yes.
Help us in the name of Jesus to believe your word, to break every generational curse.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The curse of divorce.
Thank you.
Oh, it's an epidemic in our day. But we bind that spirit up. Division in families, division in marriages. We bind that spirit of discord up in relationships. In the name of Jesus. And we speak healthy marriages. We speak happy marriages. We speak whole families. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That families would sit down with devotions once again. Families would sit down and break bread and eat dinner together again. Families will come on one accord in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, and we bless your name on tonight. Help your people, God. Help us in the name of Jesus. The enemy, we fight not against flesh and blood,
yes, Lord,
but against principalities, against rulers in high places, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, against the rulers of darkness. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. Our weapons are mighty, and that's why we're praying.
Yes, God.
Pastor, prayer is a weapon.
Lord. Yes, amen.
We don't need Uzis. We don't need nuclear warheads.
Amen.
We don't need machine guns and Glock 9s. We need prayer.
Yes, Lord.
If my people,
yes, God,
who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves,
yes,
and if they would pray, if they would seek my face, and that's why we come every Tuesday night. Some people are playing with God, but we are praying to God. Because we don't, when he says, pray that you enter not into temptation. There go I, but by the grace of God. Prayer will keep you.
Yes.
Prayer will keep me.
Yes.
Prayer will keep our families.
Yes, Lord.
Prayer will keep our our sanity.
Yes.
Prayer will keep peace in our mind.
Yes.
Prayer will keep us operating in power and authority. Prayer works. In the name of Jesus, the devil is afraid of people who pray. So, Lord, help us to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Help us to pray, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes.
And to believe you.
Thank you.
And to put our trust in you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So, Lord, we pray for this generation.
Yes, God.
Even as this school year is coming to a close soon, those graduating from college and high school, elementary school, we pray, Lord, for education for our young people,
yes,
and old people alike.
Yes.
We pray for wisdom. We pray for intellect in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you, glory, I feel this thing in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
In the natural, our kids are being promoted. But in the supernatural, the word said, God raises up kings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God is the one that exalts us and promotes us.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you. Even it's a season of graduation,
yes,
in the school system, in the college, collegiate system.
Yes, God.
But, Lord, in the spiritual realm, you're promoting some folks.
Mm, my God. My God.
In the spiritual realm,
God,
you're elevating some people.
Yes, yes.
Oh, glory be to God. I feel this thing so powerfully.
God, my God.
You're not what you used to be.
My God.
I know sometimes the devil try to remind you,
yes,
that you have not made,
yes,
progress, but the devil is a liar.
Yes.
You made tremendous progress.
Yes.
You have made tremendous strides. You have made tremendous advancement in your walk with God. Say, the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
Pastor, the devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
As you continue to pray, we're going to continue to bind him up.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And we're casting down every sickness, every disease. We're casting down dysfunction. Oh, my God. We're casting down dysfunction. We want to be functional people. We want to operate in faith and see the supernatural manifested. I preached the word on Sunday, and it was a blind man in John chapter number 9. And they said, Jesus, who sinned, him or his parents? Jesus said, neither.
Mm.
And God reminded us on Sunday, sometimes there's no one to blame.
Mm.
He said, but that the works of God might be made manifest.
Yes, yes, yes.
Could it be that the trouble that you're in right now
yes.
is to bring God glory when he pulled you up out of that?
Yes.
When you come through that stronger and wiser
mm-hmm.
and more, glory be to God, better.
Mm.
So, God, help us tonight as we pray for one another.
Yes, Lord.
That we might be healed in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word on tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the reminder, God, that we are already blessed, O God. Lord, we worship you tonight. We magnify your name. We exalt you tonight, God. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, oh God. Lord, yet will we praise you. Yet will we exalt your name. Yet will we lift your name on high, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we couldn't praise you enough,
yes.
oh God.
Hallelujah.
Because you are worthy, God. And hallelujah is our highest praise
on
tonight, God. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, God, yet will we praise you. Yet will we give you the glory. Yes, God. Yet will we give you the honor.
Right.
Yet will we give you the praise because you are worthy, God. Hallelujah. And we love you tonight, God. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, Lord. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for life. We thank you, Lord, that you said we just have to seek your face, oh, God, that we could just humble ourselves and seek your face,
Amen.
Oh, God. Turn from our ways. Turn from our sins, oh, God, and that you will, Father God, you will hear from heaven, oh, God, and you will heal our land, God. So, Lord, we come to you, oh, God, seeking your face, God. Lord, not necessarily your hand, oh, God, because we know, God, that all of your blessings are in your presence, God. So, Lord, we come seeking your face, God. We want to see you. We want to give us the spiritual sight to see you, oh, God. We want to touch you, God. We want to feel you, oh, God. We want you to fill us up with your spirit, God. We need a fresh infilling, God. We're praying for a revival, even on this prayer line, God, that you will light the fire, oh, God, of each and every individual, God, that you will light us on fire for you, a fresh and anew, oh God, that you would give us joy overflowing, God. I speak joy over this prayer line. I speak peace over this prayer line. We speak prosperity over this prayer line. We speak healing over this prayer line. We speak, oh glory, hallelujah, Zoe,
yes.
God's abundant life over this prayer line. We speak blessings over this prayer line, over every life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you so much, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you're just a prayer away. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you are just a prayer away, God. You said you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. But God, you said you will always be with us, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Times of refreshing are to be found in your presence, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your joy, the joy of the Lord, is our strength. We thank you, Lord, that even though weeping may endure for a night, that joy comes in the morning. We thank you, Lord, that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. My God, this is his morning. My God, God says it's morning. Weeping, your weeping season has ended. My God, this is not not the season for crying. This is not the season for stressing out. But this is the season for you to receive the abundance of joy, the abundance of peace, overflowing in your life. In the name of Jesus, and God, I speak life to all those dry bones, to everything in your life that has dried up. God says, I'm bringing new life. God says the waters are washing over every dead spring, every dead root, every dry land, every piece of dry land that representing your heart, representing your dreams, representing your aspirations, representing your prayers to God. God says, I'm letting the waters wash over the dry land, everything that seems to have dried up in your life. God says, living waters are being released in that situation. Living waters are being released into your life. And God says, I'm releasing overflow. I'm releasing the waters. I'm releasing the waters of Ezekiel. The waters that will heal. The waters that will bless. The waters that will nourish. The waters that will prosper. The waters that will anoint. I'm releasing the waters right now into your lives. Receive it, says the Lord, because everything that you need is being released, has been released, my God. All spiritual blessings, all natural blessings have been released for this season. It's a new season. It's a new day, my God. It's a new season. It's a new day, and you have gone through your pruning for your prosperity. You have gone through your pruning for the promise. You have gone through your pruning so that God could release the promise. You have gone through your pruning for your purpose. You have gone through the pruning, and the pain is not greater than your purpose. My God, who am I talking to on tonight? Hallelujah. You have endured the pruning process, and God says, now I'm going to establish you. Now I'm going to put your feet on solid ground. Now I'm going to make you steadfast and sure. Now I'm going to strengthen you. My God, now I'm going to elevate you. And as the word was released earlier, now I'm going to promote you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, now I'm going to release the desires of your heart. My God, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
So Lord, we love you tonight. We love you with an everlasting love. We love you so much. As the deer panters after the waters, so our souls are longing after you, oh God. Hallelujah. We're coming to the living waters to drink deeply. God says, drink deeply. Drink deeply of the wells of your salvation. Drink deeply of the wells of your salvation. My God, God showed me a deer today. I was driving, I was telling Pastor Anthony that I was driving in Caldwell, and I'm driving past this wooded area where all of these mansions are, and I saw a deer looking like Bambi run right across my car, right across my path. And I said, oh my God, that's a deer. You know, and it was just up close and personal. The deer was so beautiful. And God reminded me in that moment prophetically that as that deer is running towards the water brooks, that we should run towards the water brooks. We should pant after the living waters as the deer pants. The deer pants after water. And God says we have to long and thirst after him.
Amen.
The same way that deer was running towards the brooks, panting and thirsting after the waters. Hallelujah. And he showed me that beauty, your beauty shall be established as just like the deer as you drink the waters. My God, as you drink the living waters, everything is going to be beautiful. My God, God's going to change your countenance. His glory is going to rest upon you. My God, hallelujah, so that men and women will be drawn to you. It's for kingdom, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
My God, so often we look for God to bless us, but God says, I'm blessing you for kingdom. I need my glory to rest upon you so that men and women could be drawn to you, so that they will fall down at your feet and say, what must I do to be saved, starting with your house, starting with your husband, starting with your wife, starting with your children, starting with your grandchildren. There is an anointing that God wants to release even in your home. My God, so Lord, we thank you for releasing your anointing in our home. And speaking of homes, he showed me those mansions. I mean, those houses. We have a 5-bedroom colonial home that was built like 100 years ago. But these were mansions, Pastor. They were like 3 times the size of this house. And God showed me. He says, I'm bringing you into a place of overflow. I'm bringing you into a place of more than enough. I'm making room for you. My God. God said, release the word tonight. God said, let somebody know that they've been in a tight place. They've been in a small place. But God says, let somebody know that he's expanding the borders of their tent.
All right.
God says, I'm making room for you. My God, I'm stretching you. I stretch you and you become too big for where you are. And God says, I'm making room for you. My God, I'm making room for you in places that you were not even allowed to go before. In places where you were considered to be an outsider. In places that you're not even qualified to go. God says, I'm making room for you. Get ready, get ready. He said, but you got to step. He says, like hind feet, like deers. Here goes the deer again. He says, those who wait upon the Lord, he says, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall walk and not grow weary. They shall run and not faint. He says he's going to put you up on hind feet, on deer feet. You're going to stand up strong and tall, and you're going to be, my God, accepted into places that you were rejected from. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God says you don't have to run after a blessing. God says your blessing is running after you.
All right.
I don't know who that is for, but God says goodness and mercy are running after you.
After you.
Your blessing is running after you. My God, just be still and know that I am God. So, Lord, we thank you for those on this prayer line. We thank you for your preaching word. We thank you for your prophetic word. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your rhema word, God, that was released, oh God, on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those who are here, God, those who will listen to the archive. We thank you, Lord, for those who come faithfully to this prayer line every single week, oh God. And Lord, now we say, have your way, God.
Have your way, God.
Let your word manifest. We declare and decree manifestation of your word, God. God says, begin to declare a thing. Begin to pray with boldness. Begin to pray with confidence. Begin to believe me at my word. Take me at my word. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, we pray for this election right now, God. Even as the primaries, the last 6 states are voting on today, God. We pray, Father God, that your will be done, oh God. You know who you set up kings. Pastor, you said it. God sets kings in position. Lord, you set kings in position, and you already know who you have ordained. To take this presidential seat, God. We repent on the behalf of America. And Lord, we ask that you will have mercy on America, God. Lord, I personally don't want Trump to be president, so I pray that you will not let him take that seat, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I pray, oh God, that you, Father God, will have mercy on America and put a president in, oh God, who will do your will, oh God, who will be your man, your woman, oh God, who will take heed to your word, oh God, and your will in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we just thank you for those who are homeless and hungry on tonight, Lord, that you would bless them, oh God. We thank you for those who are sick on tonight and shedding. Lord, we pray for them, oh God, that you will bless them, oh God, that you will heal. We send your word for healing, oh God. Lord, bless Kayla, as she prepares to graduate, hallelujah, let your hand be upon our life, oh Lord, and we just thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your name, God, we glorify your name, you are worthy, oh Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord. We pray for increase in the house. We pray, Father God, we ask that you bless each and every member, that you bless each and every family, that you bless, these are family members, God. This is our spiritual family, and we pray that you will bless every family. We pray for those on this prayer line who are part of New Creation Christian Ministries. Lord, we pray that you will bless every family. We pray that you will bless every child, that you will bless every grandchild, that you will bless every marriage, that you will bless every home, that you will bless every financial situation. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a supernatural release of kingdom blessings to be released through this prayer line. Meet every need in that church, God. Meet every need. Bring them in off the streets. Bring them in off the sidewalks. Bring them into the church, God. Bring them into the upper room, oh God. Let your anointing fill the people, oh God. Not just fill the people. Don't just fill the house with people, God, but fill the people with you, oh my God. Fill the people with your presence. Fill the people with your power. Fill the people with your glory. And Lord, at the end of the day, after it's all said and done, bless those who are already there. They're faithful, God. Bless those who are already here. They're faithful, oh God. They're faithful in coming. They're faithful in praying. They're faithful in tithing. They're faithful in supporting. So bless every person, oh God, that's connected for real. My God, send a special blessing on every single person that is connected in heart, mind, spirit, and body. Send a special blessing upon every person who's connected, oh God, the old and the new, God. I thank you for releasing your glory. Thank you for releasing your power. Thank you for releasing your peace. And thank you for releasing your joy, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. This is a blessed prayer line. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for Greg Carter. Mama Koshela Makanana Ma. O Koshela Lekena Makanana Na. O Pokoshela. We're going to take those prayer requests. We see those hands. We're going to take those calls. We thank you for Gregory Carter. Mama Koshela Ma. Who was airlifted from Alabama to Arkansas to another hospital where they said that God, the nurses said that God was going to let him walk out of that hospital. So, Lord, we thank you for angels all around Gregory.
Yeah, Greg.
We thank you, Lord. We speak to his spirit, and we say, get up, Greg. Get up out of that bed of affliction. Get up out of that bed of sickness.
You're healed.
Get up. We declare you healed in Jesus' mighty name. We speak life to your body. We declare that you can live, that you will live and not die. And you will declare the works of the Lord. And we declare long life over you, Greg. We thank you for healing Brianna. We thank you for healing her. We thank you for total healing, God. We thank you for healing, and we pray for Beanie right now, God. We pray for healing over her life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to heal her mind, body, soul, and spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. Mama ko shala la bako oko. So, Lord, we just praise you tonight. As we open the prayer lines, we thank you for manifesting yourself. Speak to your people. Speak through your people. Use each and every person that comes on. Minister to every person. We believe that nobody's leaving this prayer line the same way they came in.
Yeah.
But change is being made manifest in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to go right to the switchboard. We see a couple of hands raised already, but if you press 1, we're going to put you in the air and we want to pray if there's a praise report. Pastor, let's take this first caller tonight, and we thank God for every caller. This is the area code 404. We thank God for you this evening. 404, you are on the air. God bless you.
Hi, good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Tanisha.
God bless you. Good evening.
God bless you. Amen.
Hi. I wanted to, I'm calling for prayer, and I'm also just telling you, like, that prayer does work because I want to say, like, last week I was, like, really down and stuff, But this week, I'm just super happy, and I'm just really in peace, a total peace. And, you know, and I just feel really good and constantly in prayer now. And, you know, it's really true what they say, you know, joy does come in the morning. And, yeah, I'm feeling really good.
Amen, and we're going to pray with you tonight, and
yes,
we want that to continue.
Amen.
This is just the beginning. The word declared that he determines the end at the beginning.
Yes.
So we thank God that it's going to get better from this point for you.
My God.
And we
God.
Really believe that prophetically, that your best days are ahead of you.
Are ahead of you. Yes.
Let us pray. Father, we thank God for Tanisha. We thank God for your daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank God for this divine connection. We thank
God,
hallelujah, that the Spirit of the living God is dwelling with her. That joy that she's speaking about is the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that joy and happiness and, Father God, fulfillment is her portion in this season. So, Lord, continue to do the work that you have started. Your word says, he who has begun a good work in her shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Now, God, give her wisdom how to move forward. Give her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the mind of Christ. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that she, hallelujah, will feel the anointing, the supernatural ability of God to do the impossible. So, Lord, I thank you that she is experiencing joy unspeakable. We're not trying to figure it out because you have already worked it
out.
So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless her. Continue to put the right people in her life. Continue, Lord, to raise her up to be a powerful woman of God. Continue, hallelujah, to work on the inner part, the innermost parts of her being. In the name of Jesus, give her, hallelujah, the capacity, Lord, and the ability to grow spiritually in the name of Jesus. So right now we speak maturity. We speak growth. We speak increase. Over your life in the name of Jesus. Your eyes have not seen. Your ears have not even heard. It hasn't even entered your heart what God has prepared for you. So we thank God for you. It is going to be a wonderful season for you and your young life. And look forward. You're only halfway through this year. Oh, I'm speaking right now. God, you speak. God says you're halfway through this year, and the second half of this year is going to be better than the first half.
My God.
I couldn't even continue praying because God said, just release that word, and I got to obey God. The second half of this 2016 season year is going to be better than the first half. We're in the month of June.
God.
The number six, the number of man. And we thank God for Tanisha. We thank God, Lord, that this joy that she has,
the world
didn't give it to her. And the world cannot take it away.
In
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So walk in that joy, because God is totally blessing you. He showed me that thing, the same thing, Pastor, that he's blessing you this year. This is your season. You have shifted into a new season. And even as we have come into the second half of the year, this is your season of victory. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are just so excited about what God, and there's an impartation, even in a new connection that God is making in your life. He's doing a new thing and making new connections in your life. And those connections are going to usher you in. These are people that are going to help you to get to your next. And God is doing this thing. It's all God. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And he said, man is not going to be able to take credit for this. He said, but I am divinely orchestrating things so that you can know that it is me. So you continue to walk with God. You haven't seen anything yet. Pastor Anthony said it. He said, your eyes have not seen, nor have your ears heard, nor has it entered into your mind the things that God has in store for you. So you haven't seen anything yet. The best is yet to come. Wow, wow. So we're excited. And Father, we thank you for Tanisha's brother that we prayed for last week. We continue to pray for him, God. Continue, Father God, to lift him up. Continue to, Father God, just show yourself mighty in his life, God. Continue to meet every need, God. Lord, you know what the needs are. And Father God, you know where he is standing on today. So, Lord, we lift him up to you on today and say, Father God, just be with him, Father God. Show him the miracles that he needs to see, oh God. Show yourself mighty in his life. Manifest yourself to him, oh God, in a way that only he will know that it is you and you alone. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this family, for the overflow, for the outpouring that will take place, even in Tanisha's family, oh God, that you're going to do a new thing even in her family. And Lord, we just thank you for the testimonies that will come forth as it begins with her and it trickles throughout her entire family, what you're doing in this season. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're being a conduit. God's using you as a conduit, and he's starting it off with you. He's setting it off with you, and many are going to be blessed by your walk and what you're doing in this season in your life, and you're holding on to God's unchanging hand for yourself in this season.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you for the prayer. And really, it's, you know, just the word of God is just so powerful. And, you know, I just really, really holding on tight, you know, with this walk with God, because it's the only way.
Amen. Go ahead and speak that, sister. Amen. That's right. It's the only way. And that's why we're here every Thursday and at the church on Sunday, because we're walking this thing out together.
It's the only way.
You know, we're connected. Yeah. God has yoked us up together. And, you know, we're going all the way. We're going all the way with Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
I agree.
Amen.
Well, God bless you.
Well, God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you. Amen. We'll see you soon. God bless you. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. What a testimony. That's a praise report. She said this joy. She said she got this joy. I saw it on Facebook. She said, I'm so happy. And I'm telling you, God is doing it. It's only God. It's only God. We're going to take another caller. We thank God for Tanisha, who joined us a few weeks ago. And God is being faithful to her. Amen. God is being faithful to her. We're going to take another caller. Area code 757. Your line is
Hello.
Open. Area code 757.
Hello?
Yes,
Hello?
We hear you. Yes.
How
yes.
are you, Prophet? How are you, Prophetess?
God bless
Michelle.
You. God bless you.
It's been a long time. How are you?
Who is this?
Sister Michelle from Virginia.
Oh, yes. It's been a long time. Yes. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay. I just was calling in with a prayer request.
Amen.
I just wanted to pray, Prophet. I'm trying to get my credit score up, and I just did a program to get it up, and I just want to pray for favor with that so I can get the a townhouse that I've been looking at for the last 6 months. I just want to pray for a turnaround for favor with my credit score so I can get this approval letter for this townhouse. And then the other one, I just recently applied for some principal jobs. I just want to pray that a door will open up. I applied for assistant principal jobs for some jobs. I want to pray that a door open up for some interviews for this season for me. I mean, I have a job. I just want to get something better for next school year.
Amen. Are you working as a – what is your position now? Are you principal?
I'm a reading specialist right now. I'm a reading specialist, but I have my doctorate in ed leadership. I got that. I got my doctorate, yes. Yeah.
Okay, and you're a reading specialist?
Mm-hmm. I have my doctorate in leadership, so I want to move on into my field for next school year.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this woman of God.
Thank
Lord,
you.
In the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
We thank you for
thank
her
you.
Due diligence, Father God, the discipline that you have given her. Father God, for higher education. We thank you
thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
even in that educational field. God, that you would do miraculous works through her life.
You,
in the name
thank
of Jesus.
You.
We thank you for the employment and the open doors that you have already given her. Even, Father
thank
God, as she looks for the future, Lord, becoming vice principal or, Father
thank
God, operating
you.
In a higher position in the school system.
Yes.
We thank
thank
you. Hallelujah. That
thank
you would make
you.
A way out of no way, God.
Yes,
continue
Lord.
To move
thank
and have influence, Lord, in the areas
thank
that
you,
she needs influence in.
Thank
give
you,
her divine
Jesus.
Favor, Lord, in the school
yes,
system
Lord.
In her area.
Thank
in
you, Lord.
The
bless
name
you,
of
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father,
bless
God, hallelujah.
God.
We thank,
thank
you, Lord,
God.
Even as the credit score and her finances, Lord, have come into
thank
order.
You,
we thank you for the
thank
discipline
you,
of budgeting and saving, Lord,
yes, Lord.
And watching
thank
her
God.
Spending, God, in the name of Jesus, tithing
thank
and sowing.
Jesus.
I thank you in
thank
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, God, that
in
you will give
Jesus.
Her divine favor. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
even
you,
as she goes to look for a townhouse,
yes.
we believe she's going to close
God.
On it. We believe she's going to have the place
God.
Of her dwelling, the place
thank
of her
you.
Dreams. In the name of
thank
Jesus,
you,
we believe, Lord, that you're going to give her, hallelujah, the house, Father God. Your word says, so whatever
you,
she desires, and she believes,
yes,
and she receives that she believes, Father God,
thank you, God,
she shall have what she asks of you.
Thank you,
so
Lord. Thank you,
word,
Jesus.
We're asking you to help her believe.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty
thank
name
you, Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
I
of
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Yes,
we
thank you, God.
We bind up doubt. We bind up being double-minded. And God,
thank
with
you,
confidence, with confidence,
you,
she's going to go to
God.
The mortgage company.
Yeah,
with confidence,
you,
she's going to apply
thank
for
you,
the mortgage.
Yes.
With confidence,
thank you,
she's going to go
thank
to the
you,
real
Lord.
Estate company and a realtor,
you,
knowing, God,
thank
that you're going to make the impossible
God.
Happen
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. So we just agree
thank
with her.
Thank you, God.
And we believe,
thank you,
Father God, for her.
Yes, God.
Thank
that the
you,
house is already hers. That,
absolutely.
Father God, you have
thank
already
you,
given her the price that she wants. You have already,
thank
Father God, negotiated in the supernatural realm. And, Father God, the price is going to be right. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Well, we
thank
believe
you,
that as we close out this school year, and go
thank
into the
you,
next
God.
Year, and as you go looking for that home of your dreams, we believe that God is going to give you favor.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I don't know where this house is, but even as Pastor was praying, I just saw a house within this community. There was a pool, and it was within this gated community. And it was just this beautiful community. I don't know if it wasn't particularly attached to anything. It was more like a single family house. So I don't know if God is looking and you're looking at townhouses, but God may have a single family house. It's in a gated community and it has a pool and
oh, wow.
I saw children playing. Also, with the school, I saw God giving it's an unorthodox position. It's not a normal way that God is bringing you into this position of assistant principal and principal. It's a very unorthodox route where people are turning down this position, and it's going to be offered to you. And when you take it, God showed me that it's going to be the open door to take you to those next levels that you've been looking to go to. So I don't know what that position is or if you've already applied for it, but it's very unorthodox, and others have turned it down. But they are looking for you, and they are actually going to offer you this position. And it is working with children, and it's not a desirable position. It's not a easy position. It's going to try you, but as you go through it, you will be promoted, says the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. So when the job
thank
offer
you.
Comes and it doesn't look like what God said, just remember the word. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And God always also said, don't worry about the credit score.
He said, don't worry about the credit score. This house is going to come by faith. As you move forward by faith, he's going to allow you to get the mortgage. That's what Pastor Emily was praying about. Amen. And our testimony is that our credit was jacked up, tore up from the flow up. And we've been in this house that we're sitting in for 17 years. And don't ask me, it's not us, but the Lord. This is God's house, and he has kept us from foreclosure. He has kept us.
Wow.
Oh, my God. My God, because God did it. God did it. And when
Amen.
God does
Amen.
It, no man can undo it. So
Amen.
Continue by faith and receive your blessings, because you are walking into a blessed season. Amen.
Absolutely.
Another
blessed
season. I heard God said another blessed season, because I'm taking her from blessing to blessing to blessing, because she's already a blessed woman. Amen. So
Amen.
You're just walking blessed season. So God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We'll be waiting for the praise report.
Amen.
Come back and see us soon with praise report. Don't be holding up on our praise reports. You got to come back with the praise reports.
Okay. I will, Father. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. God showed me she's so blessed, and he just has more in store for her.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to take another caller. Just press 1, and we will put you on the phone line. God is a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. He's an awesome God. Listen, if you can dare to believe God for anything, God will step in, and he will move in the middle of your situation. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray for my sister Vonda right now, who was suffering from migraines. We pray healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of headache, and we lose supernatural healing over her life right now. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper. She will grow old and raise her son that God has blessed her with. And Lord, we just thank you for extending the years of her life and giving her good health. And we pray for her mother, and we pray healing over her mother's life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Father, be healed. Area code 770. 770. Your phone line is open.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. God bless you both, and God bless this prayer line, everyone on the prayer line. And this is a very powerful prayer line, and I could testify to that of everything that I've gone through, and I have had victory at the end. But I also want to tell Pastor Anthony that I received that prophetic word in Jesus' name. I am so thankful to our Creator, the greater I am.
Yes.
He is mender of broken hearts. My heart, should I say, was once broken, and I no longer feel that way. I feel so blessed. I feel so fulfilled with so much of God's love. He does impossible things. I could testify to that. He is a healer. He does so many things. He sees everyone's needs, and even though you may not think he doesn't see it, but he sees everyone's needs, and he will always, always, always provide. It may not be now, it might not be later, but he will provide, because he does have a plan for all of us, and we must learn how to be patient and wait. I could testify to all of that. And so with that, I do want to read a scripture from Proverbs 18:4. The words of the mouth are deep waters, but the fountains of wisdom is a rushing stream. And I feel that this prayer line has given me lots of wisdom, because I feel that I just feel like I've gone so far. I feel like I've accomplished so much, and there's a lot more, and I'm just waiting for it, because with due time, I know that it'll all come it'll all come to an end, and it's all going to be for my good. So I don't doubt my God. I have a lot of faith in him, and I just sometimes I pray, and I pray all the time, but I pray that those people that don't see it have the patience to just hold on and hold on no matter what, because like this Sunday in church, they said that pain, it's a lot of pain that you have to endure, but pain is good because at the end, you'll see what comes out of it, and it's a real good thing. So hold on, be patient, and just keep having faith. Now, I do want to sing a song, but I have to sing it along with Jason Nelson because I couldn't find the instrumental part of it, and I really wanted to sing it, and I think it's so appropriate for what Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, how they started the prayer line. So this is the way it goes, but please bear with me. But it's just a beautiful song to me. It means a whole lot because God is the creator and maker of the universe. Hold on. I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creations heard. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts. Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you who does impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees the need and always provides. I am the one whose name is the tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts. Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you one who does impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. Just let me be who I am for you. I am when you are sick. I am your overwhelming moments right now. I am you can see your way. I am who, that's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Just let me be who I am for you.
And that's my sing-along. I couldn't find the instrumental, but it's so much meaning behind that because he is the universe. He is everyone. He is the I am, the great I am. And if you just stay focused on him, I testify, and I'm testifying now with all of my heart. I love him so much because he has brought me so far. He has put so many people in my path that has led me to where I am now. And I thank God so much. I praise him every day. I wake up with a song in my heart. I'm always talking to him. And, you know, I have seen what he could do and believe and have faith that he will see you through. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you, Pastor Anthony. God bless both of you for being behind me all the time, for encouraging me. Thanks, my cousin, for introducing me to this line. Carmen, I love you. And I know you're always encouraging me. And I know that everyone loves me, and I love everyone too. And God loves everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, Lord, for everyone on this prayer line. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to express myself, even if I may not even have a nice voice or whatever, but it comes out of my heart, and I hope it touches someone because it touches me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
We thank God for your voice.
Yes.
We thank God for the gift of God that he has given you through song.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. It's a unique prayer line because we thank God. Amen. We have a song coming along every Tuesday. And we thank God as you bring songs and praise.
Yes.
You know, that's what the Bible declares. Amen.
Yes.
Sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. So we
thank
God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, there's three words that, as you were talking earlier, God put in my spirit. Unusual, uncommon, unlimited. Unusual, uncommon, unlimited. Blessings are coming to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Is going to be uncommon. It's not going to be for everybody. It's going to be uncommon, uncommon.
Hallelujah,
not just
thank
a common
you.
Average blessing.
Jesus.
And it's going to be unusual.
Thank
it's going to be so
thank
unique
you,
in nature.
Yes.
It's going to be so unique in nature that
you're
going to know
nobody
but God.
Thank you, Lord.
And unlimited blessings are coming
Jesus.
Your
Hallelujah.
Way.
I receive that in Jesus' name, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm taking it for myself.
I'm taking it with
unlimited,
thank
uncommon,
you, thank
blessings.
You.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And I'm
taking
that for myself as well.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Now, Father, I thank you even as you fill this word, unusual blessings, uncommon blessings.
God.
Yes,
unlimited blessings are coming her way because God,
Jesus.
She trusts
Hallelujah.
You. She can't figure it all out. She don't understand it all.
Yes.
Father God, she can't wrap her mind around it all. But she believed that you're God and you're the great I am.
Yes,
and that's enough for her.
You.
So we just
thank
a touch
you,
and agree with her in Jesus' mighty name. I am that I am is what he told Moses to tell him.
Yes, amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank
God for you tonight.
And Father, we just thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for spiritual growth,
thank you, God.
But you brought, and she has testified, you brought Sister Maria a long way.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus,
she is testifying of your goodness.
She is testifying of your mercy. She is testifying of how you brought her out. She is testifying of how you gave her joy.
She is testifying, Lord, how you gave her wisdom. And Lord, to you be the glory, oh God. Lord, thank you for using my husband and I. But Lord, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of her journey, oh God.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For what you're doing in her life, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the rest that you have
thank
to come, O God. Lord, we just thank you for where you take here, God. Unusual, uncommon, unlimited blessing that you're about to release over her life, O God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, O God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What you're doing in her life,
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For the blessings, oh God,
yes,
that you're releasing in her life, oh God.
Thank
for
you,
the
Jesus.
People
thank
that
you,
you're
Lord.
Bringing into her
I
life, God. For the people
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all
you're
doing
to
me.
Well, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For whom
Lord.
Is the unity
yes,
and for
Lord,
our community
you.
And, oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For everything
hallelujah.
That you're doing in her
hallelujah.
Life, God.
Hallelujah.
Continue to have your
Jesus.
Way. God bless
yes,
her son. Bless
have
her household.
Way, dear Lord.
Continue to bless her.
Have your way, Lord.
And I just started taking hold of that word because earlier and between last night and today. But, let me remember. That word that you were speaking about, oh, goodness, I got to go back into the room because I'm But after you were talking about the word, and I just took hold of it. It'll come to me in a minute, but I just took hold of that word because that's what he was ministering to me before. Room. Yes, that's it. Overflow. I was talking to him last night, and I've been talking to him about, you know, having my place, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful for my place, but there's so much going on. And it's like, Lord, you gave me a vision for a house a long time ago. I even had the blueprints drawn out, and I don't have those blueprints anymore because they were in my stores that I don't have and I lost in any way. But the blueprint is still in my heart. And so I said, okay, Lord, your timing. So as far as my house, and I never let go of that. I just keep giving it to him, and every time I give it back to him, he adds something. He adds things like chandeliers in the house, and he shows me visions of centerpieces on dining room tables. And, you know, God is like, he has such an awesome, not just a sense of humor, but he has an awesome personality. He just, the way he does stuff. But he would just add to that. And as we were building a home and filling it with all good and precious and godly things, and his word and everything concerning my house. And people are like, well, you need a big house for like that for? But every time I question it, Lord, do I still think that house is a part of the past vision, or do I need to go ahead and believe for something else? And he just brings it back and shows me why I need that house. And so even yesterday I was talking to him, and it's like not having room enough to receive. And I was walking through the apartment, and I was praising him, and just I just caught a glimpse of this house, me, the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm like, God, I am like so overflowing, and it's that bubbling anointing that you all talked, you know, God told me about through you all, and y'all prayed over me about the Nolly prophet. And the bubbling, and it's like, God, it's just bubbling. I can't shut up. It's just coming. And it's like, Lord, what am I going to do? I can't contain this. And as I was saying, I was like, Lord, you got a place for me to go and speak or something. I see it, but I don't see it. I don't know where the place is. And just waiting for him to direct me, because I know I've had enough experience to know when he walks me in, that's it. And I know when I get there, it's like, yep, that's it. And that's how we connected, how I connected with NCCM and my pastors, because I just walked in that night for a meeting y'all were having, a conference or something. I'm walking in, he told me that night, this is it. This is your home church. So while I was in New Jersey, that's where he connected me. And I know that that's what he does. So I'm waiting on him to connect me where I'm supposed to be here. And in the meantime, oh, my God, I just feel like, God, you got to do something, because I feel like I'm bursting. I can't shut up. You know, it's like my family looks at me, and I'm just like, okay, I don't want to start preaching to them. But it starts coming out little by little, you know, and I'm not trying to. And I'm reminding him how my brother told me years ago. He's like, why are you preaching at me? I'm like, I'm not preaching at you. We're having a conversation. He's like, no, you're preaching. And over the years, I come to, you know that. People look at me like, why are you preaching? I'm like, I'm not preaching. But the word is so full in me, and his spirit is so full in me. I'm like, God, what are you going to do? Something has to happen soon. And so I'm just believing God for another home, because this middle room, it's like I have so many plans for this room that I can't, this room is not big enough, this apartment is not big enough for the plans that I have. I'm here with my family, I have grandchildren, and there's just so many plans that I have for just this one room that it's like, Lord, I need more rooms. And just so much going on. It hasn't manifested, it hasn't, you know, it's like the physical eye can't see it. But what God has in store, I am just like, I am so excited. I feel excitement all inside of me. I'm like, God, you have a plan for this city. You are getting ready to just break loose with something, and I'm a part of it. I thank you that I get to be a part of it, coming back and everything. So when you started ministering and you started speaking that word, I was like, there it is, there's my word. Not having room enough to receive it and the overflow of blessing and everything you were saying, I don't remember word for word now, but I just took hold of that. So I ended up pressing that one and coming on the line to share that. Now I think I got it all out. Praise Jesus.
Well, to God be the glory. We thank God that you got it out, because He is the God of the overflow and those living waters of the just flowing out of you. It's not enough. If you had 10,000 tongues, you could not say them enough.
Yes.
So we thank God that you have that joy and that you want to see our harvest and souls saved.
Yes.
We thank God that the word of the Lord is in your mouth. And that you love Jesus with your whole heart. And thank God, amen. And like you said, the divine connection that we have, God ordained. And He's going to put you to the place where you can minister.
Yeah.
So we just thank God. You know, the word says, without vision, we perish.
Right.
And we thank God that you have great vision and that you're a dreamer and you see where you're going. Your destiny is bright. You don't know how He's going to do it or when He's going to do it, but you keep seeing this house because God has put that in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful thing when we don't let go of what God gives us. It's called walking. So we're going to pray, and we believe in God with you at that house. And even as you shared about the automobile, these things are yours.
Yeah.
These are materialistic things. They're materialistic things, but God wants to bless us naturally and supernaturally. Father, I thank you for
thank
your
you,
daughter.
Father.
I thank
praise
you for Sister Rita.
Lord,
I thank you for the love that she has for you. I thank you that the love that she has for her family, putting her there with her children and her grandchildren. We thank you, hallelujah, even for her place of dwelling. She's not complaining. She's grateful, God. She's thankful. She appreciates the blessings. But, God, she knows there's more. She knows you're broadening and strengthening her territory. The word says, enlarge my territory. And I thank you, Lord, that you're enlarging her territory in the name of Jesus. Father God, it doesn't matter, hallelujah, how you're going to do it or when you're going to do it. We know, Lord, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above what she could ever think. This is what she can think. You want to do above that. So, God, we just touch it. Read it tonight.
Yes, God.
That you will do the impossible. Give her that home with the chandeliers and the centerpieces. Father God, give her the backyard with grill out your family or have family functions, Lord, and everybody have room to be comfortable. Give her the desires of her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for increases in the job of her choice. The kind of money that she needs to sustain the blessing in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
so God, I thank you for opportunity. Open the doors that we can open. Open up, Father God, the chance and the grace of God that only you can afford her in the name of Jesus. So God, whatever door you're open, we know she's bold enough to walk through. I feel the Holy Ghost.
God says,
we know that you're bold enough to go through any door that He opens without fear, without reservation.
Yes.
And that's why He's going to bless you.
Yes.
You have that kind of radical faith, and He's looking for that in the earth realm.
Yes, God.
And you're one who has that.
Yes, God.
So I thank you that the joy of the Lord is that laughter.
Yes,
that laughter as a medicine.
Yes.
Because you understand the God that you serve, that He would do things that would set the mouths of the naysayers.
Yes.
All the haters and the enemies and the doubters.
Yes.
He's going to prepare that table.
Yes, Lord.
In the presence. Not to be spiteful, not just to be mean, but God want to show people when they serve Him with their whole heart what He would do for those who love Him.
Yes.
So, Father God, fill this dream.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the desires of our hearts still being there. without the blueprint, it's already on her heart. It's already in her spirit. It's already done. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you have a radical, crazy faith.
Yes, crazy.
It's crazy. Amen. They think you're crazy. It's just a long time over Jesus.
wait a minute. So you might have to go do get the ground ready, give out the flyers, get the place, and then we'll come down there and we'll just do a little we'll do a big revival of not a tent revival, but we'll do a conference revival down there in New Mexico. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for you and we love you. And keep bubbling over. Don't try to stop it. You can't stop it.
I can't.
Amen. Bless you. Well, God bless you and kiss the babies. And we need to talk by phone soon. So try to connect with me off board when you get a chance.
Praise you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you all. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Okay.
Everybody on the prayer line, the Lord is with us, and you be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, that was our last hair raise. I don't know.
Let me pray a magical good God. I just want to lift up marriages. Hallelujah. We are doing a wedding on Saturday with Tika and Andre, but God is putting my spirit on marriages. Father, I thank you for Brother Minister Jamal and Gail and Carmen and her husband, every married person on the line. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, we thank God for marriage in the name of Jesus. Holy matrimony, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank God for marriage and families, Lord. Hallelujah. The two shall become one flesh. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that threefold cord is not easily broken. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we cleave one to another, let us grow. Let us look to the hills which cometh thy help. It comes from the Lord. So we bless marriages and we breathe on marriages and we thank God for the institution of marriage in the name of Jesus. So Lord, the love and the chemistry and the camaraderie and the friendship, the companionship, everything that marriage, Father God, brings forth in a relationship. We thank you that you bless every marriage represented on this prayer line. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we pray for our brother, Minister Jamal, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Minister Jamal, God. We thank you for his life, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the contribution that he makes to this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the anointing that's on his life, God. And we lift him up right now as we have not heard his voice in a while, God, but we lift him up right now, God. We lift them up to you, oh God. And Lord, we pray that every need is met, God. We pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, just meet him right where he is. Continue to grow in him. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to uplift him, oh God. Continue to empower him, oh God. Continue to heal him, God. Continue, Father God, to speak to him, oh God. Lord, we bind up the hand of Satan, God. We come against every adversary, oh God, every demon on assignment. We tear down every word. We tear down every stronghold. We rebuke strongholds right now on his behalf, on the behalf of his wife, Gail, in the name of Jesus. We speak, Father God, prosperity and provision, oh God. We speak peace and joy over their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak life over his ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against Minister Jamal will prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of backlash and retaliation. We bind up the spirit of witchcraft and warlockery in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for touching our brother. We thank you, Lord, for keeping our brother. We thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon formed against him or with his wife or his family or what you have called him to do will prosper. God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the fire that's in his belly, God. And we declare and decree, Father God, that that fire shall not be quenched, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that he is a powerful man of God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for using him mightily, oh God, for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I have not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts and minds of men or women, which you have planned for this man of God. So, Lord, we thank you for sending him to this prayer line, God, and we cover him as his family, God. We cover him as his sisters, as his brothers in Christ. We cover him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree victory over his life, oh God, whatever he's walking through, God. If he's in the wilderness, God, we thank you that you're in the wilderness. If he's in the trial, God, we thank you that you're in the trial. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the battle is not his, but it is yours, oh God, and that the battle is already won. So, Lord, we just thank you for our brother, God. We ask that you bring him back, oh God, to the prayer line, God. Lord, we long to hear his voice, oh God, again, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for bringing him back to the prayer line, God. Bring him back, Father God, says he has, we believe, a leadership position on this prayer line, God. And, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you will bring him back, Lord, that he will, his prayer will be heard over this prayer line, that his voice will not be silent, that his prayer will not be silent, that no wagging tongue can shut him up, that no demon on assignment can shut him up, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for our brother, Nanamokoshetama. We thank you for his wife. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, over their marriage. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for restoration. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Father God just doing a new thing in his life, oh God. Lord, strengthen him, oh God, where he is weak, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you that you never leave us, that you never forsake us, but you're always with us. So we thank you for this man of God, and we thank you for his wife, and we thank you, Father God, for their marriage and their family and the ministry, oh God, that you have given them. And Lord, we just praise you in advance, hallelujah, for what you're doing in his life, and that he already has the victory. So Lord, we just praise you in advance right now for Minister Jamal and his wife Gail, God. And we just thank you that you're doing a new work in their lives, and you're doing a thorough work. God is doing a thorough work in your lives, hallelujah. It's a complete work, hallelujah. Even after you have suffered for a little while, God will perfect you and establish you, my God, and make you steadfast, hallelujah. He'll balance out everything that's unbalanced, my God. In the name of Jesus, the test won't take you out. The trial won't take you out, Minister Jamal, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God's going to meet every need, every need, every need. Lord, meet every need. Meet every need in the name of Jesus. Replenish everything that was poured out. Replenish everything that was given out. Replenish everything that was stolen. We take it back. And we bind up the hands of Satan, and we release God's glory on his life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I just felt led to pray for our brother. We miss hearing his voice. He prays with us on his prayer line, and he hasn't been able to come in a while. I don't know if he's working or what, but Brother Jamal, Mr. Jamal, Sister Gail, we want you guys to know that we love you, and we love you, and we want to hear you, and we just need to know everything's okay. Amen. And we know God is working things on your behalf. He's with you in all things. Amen. So we just love you guys, and we're praying for you. So we'll talk to you guys soon. The peace of the Lord be with everybody as we go off the prayer line on tonight. Keep each other lifted up in prayer. Amen. Because the devil is busy. He's seeking to whom he can devour. He's prowling around like a roaring lion. But I bind up the teeth and the hands and the power of Satan in the name of Jesus. And I loose God's anointing over every situation, in the lives of the people on this prayer line. In Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you. Amen. We had a powerful time. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my for me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I
could hold.